Poise, How to Attain It, by Dee Stark. Poise is a power derived from the mastery of self. Preface. All efforts directed towards the correcting of temperamental or mental blemishes or defects and nervous conditions are of benefit to humanity. In producing this book, the author's purpose was to make mankind to overcome these weaknesses, which are a serious impediment to mental development, and hinder personal advancement and general progress. The aim of the publishers in issuing this translation is to put into the hands of those who wish to overcome their failings, become masters of themselves, and command the attention and respect of others. A work that has been thoroughly tested abroad, and one that will be found of exceptional service in attaining the end in view, the securing of a perfect balance. This book is written in two parts. The first points to the need of poise in daily life, indicates the obstacles to be overcome, and discusses the effects of poise on personal efficiency. The second instructs the reader how to secure that evenness of temperament, which is the chief characteristic of poise. It includes, in addition, a series of practical physical exercises to be used in acquiring poise. If such a work as this is to do good, if the reader really wishes to benefit by the advice that it gives him, it must be read thoughtfully and diligently, not fitfully and forgetfully. The reader must steadfastly keep before him the maxim of the author. Poise is a power derived from the mastery of self. Part 2. How to Acquire Poise. Chapter 1. Modesty and Effrontery Contrasted. Never force your talents, a well-known writer has said. One always feels like crying this to those who, thinking to reach the goal of poise, fall into excess and develop effrontery and exaggeratedness. Poise cannot exist without coolness. We have seen that this quality is rarely met with in enthusiasts. It is never found in those who have effrontery. Poise does not consist in the species of ostentatious carelessness, which essays to travel through life as a child might wander among hives of bees without taking any precautions against being stung. Neither is it that false courage that drives one headlong into a conflict, without any thought as to the blows likely to fall upon the foolhardy person who has ventured into it. The principle upon which we must start is this. Life is a battle in which strategy always has the advantage over blind courage. Unfortunate is he who, by his boasting or lack of generalship, decides upon an attack for which he is not really prepared. However brave he may be, he will infallibly find himself vanquished in a struggle in which everything has combined in advance to defeat him. Boasting is not courage, still less it is poise. Poise is a power derived from the mastery of self. It inhibits all outward manifestations that are likely to result in giving information to strangers with regard to our real feelings. Braggarts cannot avoid this stumbling block. They know nothing of the delights of contemplation, from which arise ripe resolutions that will be steadfastly followed. With the noise of their boastings, with the shouting of their own braggart ineptitudes, they hypnotize themselves so thoroughly that they are quite unable to hear the counsel that sane wisdom appears in their ears. They are like the man in the Eastern fable who was quite unable to follow a beaten path and was constantly wandering across the fields of his neighbours. These detours were, in general, much longer than the direct road would have been, and he received a constant stream of abuse, to say nothing of blows, from the people whose crops he was ruining. But he seemed quite insensible to assaults, and insisted upon following, across lots, a road which led to nowhere. It would be difficult to paint a more faithful portrait, like the peasant in the story.